What's going on, everybody? Uptown ENT back at it again. That's right, coronavirus free for another week. I am Lo, here as always with my man, the pod god, B.
Ooh, the pod god. Got me shaking like Deion Sanders. Hey.
Nigga shaking like Deion.
This is a quarantine episode. I mean, shit, y'all. Ain't nothing else really to talk about but the corona, I guess. I know we tired of hearing about it. Fuck, I'm tired of hearing about this shit, but we got to talk about the ignorance.
We on the sick and shed in list, as the old church people would say.
Right. We got to address the ignorance of people, man. I went to Target this morning.
God damn, you in Target.
Man. I always find my greatest adventures in Target. I got to. It's content. No matter what, I'm like, I'm going to go to Target. Like, what the fuck am I going to see today? I thought I sent you the picture. Maybe I just sent it to Will.
Yeah, I see no picture, dog.
Check this out, man. They open up at 8. So I get up there at 8, dog. But actually, like 4 minutes before 8.
What that line was looking like outside.
It's cold as hell outside, dog. That line was stretched out to the parking lot.
God damn.
To the parking lot. All the way for what? They run in there for the toilet paper.
For real?
Yeah. Again, avoiding all of the food and stuff. Straight line to the toilet paper and paper towels.
So, Target, excuse me. Target's, I ain't got no coronavirus, nigga. I just got like a little phlegm in my chest. I've been coughing up. Fuck y'all. I got tested.
I got allergies and stuff. They go fuck them.
So the food section and like, you know, like meat and produce and all that, that section at Target was still pretty stocked.
Yeah. Man. The bread gone still, which is weird because, you know, the meat store I've been telling you about by my house.
Yeah.
They get stocked every day. He always got bread. Like, if they run out of bread, like, I walked in there and they ain't had no bread. I went back the next day. They was fully stocked with bread. And yeah. Every day, they just been stocked with everything. He was like, I don't understand why these other stores that's bigger than us can't stay stocked.
But that's one thing, though, because people be trying to get everything done in one pop. So you try to go to the grocery store because you can get... you can get like your cheese, bread, chips, snacks for the kids, toilet paper, paper towels, dog food. You can, everybody trying to get everything done in one shopping, in one stop. And that's where they fucking up at.
Going to the same places. I'm like, nope.
Yeah. You better go ahead and go to multiple stores. Because like I said, dude, I went to the CVS that's about less than 5 miles away from me or whatever. They had toilet paper. They even had hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, everybody, I don't know, man. These people, like, I walked out of there. I went in there first. I had to get some bins so I could pack some stuff up. And then I was looking for
you on the run, nigga?
Hell yeah, shit. And I was looking for some.
He joking. He not on the run.
Some heartburn medicine, like some Pepsi. I'm like, man, this shit gone. What the fuck?
It's crazy.
You know, all the other heartburn medicine is still there, what they probably need, but the Pepsi gone.
It's, man, I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's, go ahead.
I went to Walmart to get. Yeah, man. Hey, they had a line for the toilet paper there, too. They had to hand it, the employees were handing it to them.
Yeah, because
one at a time.
This is what we're at now because motherfuckers can't be trusted. I was talking to wifey about this last night. I was like, man, they gonna start rationing. They gonna start putting the toilet paper behind like a locked shelf or something where a store employee gonna have to come and open that motherfucker up and just give you one pack because y'all motherfuckers coming in here buying 20 rolls of toilet paper and shit.
Right, and y'all probably don't even need it. This is how I know y'all don't need it. Y'all just taking any old kind of toilet paper.
Exactly. They taking that one ply, dog. That is disgusting.
You ain't even taking the big packs,
nigga.
Like, that's neat. I'm pretty sure y'all already bought the big packs already. But damn,
dog, I don't even use one ply at work, nigga. I be bringing my I have wipes at work.
They be tripping with the toilet paper at work,
That motherfucker, that shit, that now that's the ghetto.
The sandpaper, toilet paper.
There. So what they just handing out like one per customer, one pack per customer?
Yep, they couldn't even get two. I'm like, look at y'all, and they standing in line for
I said, also, was motherfuckers start getting mad because they could only get one pack?
it. You know it.
God.
Well, actually, no, because these motherfuckers easily be controlled. That's how you can tell. Like, oh, they just handed it out now. Okay, I'm cool with it.
Cause that's one thing else I was worried about too. With these motherfuckers not being able to control themselves, or if they put like a sign up saying like, "Hey, we limiting y'all. Y'all can only get two per customer." You gonna have some motherfuckers that's gonna like probably like tell their kids, "Hey, go up there and get a cart and have their kids check out separately." And then they gonna get mad when the store people be like, "Come on, man. It's obvious this kid with you.
Yeah.
You got your 4-year-old pushing them up, pushing one of the little kiddie carts with some damn toilet paper in it." And
But
then it's gonna be a problem then because motherfuckers gonna be like, this is a separate transaction, no.
nah, ain't no separate. Don't do that. That's good. I'm gonna tell you the real reason, probably why they was get they had that get right, because they car was standing right there in the front.
Okay.
Ain't
Well,
no tripping. I mean,
that's true.
y'all act like y'all tough with the police, but when they actually there, it's a different story. Ain't
True. That is true.
talking all that shit now, man.
Yeah, talk that shit
That's why I be saying, I'm like, I ain't afraid of the cops because I don't even be doing shit.
nigga.
He show up all he want to, right? Ain't gonna bother me.
Yeah. Man, I'll never forget. I saw this nigga straight up like run just because he saw the police drive down the street. Police didn't even have their lights on or nothing. Nigga saw the police driving down the street, took off and started running. I said, "What the fuck is wrong with him?"
Hey, you deserve to get the sirens put on you, chased down.
Yeah, because I'm like, dog, why is you butt nigga? Especially that, like, don't you think you drawing attention to yourself?
Right.
But
That's how these motherfuckers do
can't tell niggas
Man, yeah, shit. And then people, I don't know, they just want to stay at home. They want to work from home. They're getting scared. They're getting angry at the job. I'm like, man, if y'all don't be patient.
A lot of these jobs, though, I can understand people get mad because this is like, dude, we got laptops, we have VPN. Why can't we work? Like, we should have been able to work from home whenever it's needed or whatever. Because this is 2020. This ain't fucking when our parents was 30 and shit like that or whatever. And they had to go into work every day. Like, we have the functionality to work from home, but excuse me. Oh, damn, excuse me again. At the same time, they don't want to be honest a lot of these jobs, which something I recently found out about my company, because I work in, that department and stuff like that now. The VPN can't handle all these motherfucking employees on it at one time.
Nope.
But instead of them just being honest and telling people, they send out these crazy ass emails from the damn CEO of the company and shit like that that sound really insensitive.
And
But
he,
I'm
I
like,
hope he, I don't think he writing this. I think somebody writing it for him.
well,
He
who, well, whoever wrote that, that not the last one, but the one before that, they ain't the same person who wrote this most recent one, because the most recent one, that was a total tone shift.
Yeah, to all, I think when it hit media, somebody, it always say somebody to sacrifice their job for you.
Yeah, but that dude, I know that dude who went to the media though, and he had been saying it for months that he was gonna go into the media and tell people. But it's one of them things where, especially, I'm sure you've heard it just like I have, you always got people who be like, "I'm gonna go and tell somebody, I'm gonna hit up channel whatever, I'm gonna hit up the newspaper," but they never do. Because motherfuckers just like to complain and never do anything. Like, I was surprised when that motherfucker was like, "Yeah, dog, I actually went," and then sent me the article. I was like, "Oh shit."
That's not the same one that sent the email back to that person, is it? Is that different?
That no, this the one in Colorado. Yeah, this the one in Colorado or whatever. But wait a minute, somebody replied to the CEO email?
Oh,
No
yeah.
shit.
That's the same person.
I know. Wait a minute. Man, wait. No, he was gone when that CEO email got sent out. He had already resigned and they accepted.
Yeah, so we're talking about the same person. He sent the email to the VP.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I misunderstood what you were saying. Yeah, he sent the email
Oh,
to the
yeah.
VP, and then he sent the email to the local news out there too.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he sent it to the they never said where it came from. Okay.
Yeah. Man, but I mean, but it's kind of like one of them things, like what do you expect? Like we going through a pandemic, like the pandemic, the type of pandemic that we have never seen, at least people our age. Ain't never seen no shit like this before. And you putting people like in a bad spot because they basically feel like a lot of these companies who are not allowing you to work from home and you had a capability, they basically just feel like y'all just like, man, just fuck us. And it's like when you, even though I know what the emails be saying and stuff like that, because I read them too. Man, our job is not essential. It's not an essential job. We ain't gotta be there to actually do the fucking job.
Right.
So, but once again, this is where honesty comes into play. If you motherfuckers would have had just said, dog, our VPN, y'all know our tools don't hardly work. Our VPN cannot handle everybody on at one time. We working on it. That would have went a whole lot longer than basically we watch the news the same like y'all do, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I have a feeling, though. And it was addressed to a different department too, more so than ours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they the front line and they on the phones. So,
Oh, but here's another thing I found out about that B. Man, damn, let me shut up. No, I'm gonna tell you after we get off the call.
yeah.
All right, nigga.
I'll be keep it simple. I'm just the front line employees and stuff. I don't know, man. Yeah, like you said.
I mean, it's sad as hell though because I saw like some study from Rutgers or something like that. One of them damn people to be like studying trends and stuff like that of the economy, and they were saying that by the time this is all said and done, it's gonna be 2 million people, 2 million, no, 24 million people worldwide who have lost their jobs.
Yeah, that's why they're sending out these packages. That's a damn shame. Look, if Hot Topic and Champs can pay their employees while they gone, what's going on?
Dude, all these fucking big ass corporations like Old Navy and stuff like that, it's like, dog, yeah, y'all gonna be shutting down for 2 weeks. Y'all can't go ahead and still pay y'all people. Come on, man.
Right, and then Schnucks out here hiring your people, and then they ain't coming back, so.
Yeah. But the thing that was another thing, about that damn Trump check, that coronavirus check. So I don't know if motherfuckers realize this, but you can only get that motherfucker because that basically how much you get is gonna be based on your 2018 taxes. So if you ain't pay taxes in 2018, you fucked. You ain't getting it.
So who them people you're addressing that's looking for it?
The people who ain't paid their motherfucking taxes in 2018, people who probably had they fucking exemptions cranked up to 20 on each one of them, on Fed and state, or people who filed exempt for more than 6 months of the year because they probably just forgot it was there.
Say working that overtime.
Or people who just didn't file their taxes in 2018, who just ain't filed their 2018 taxes. I know it's a lot of people who just don't file their taxes.
If you working 80 hours in 1 week, you probably shouldn't file exempt. I know you want all that money.
Yeah, you being greedy, dog.
It's gonna hit you.
But you're going to get all that shit back come tax time, though. Come when you file your taxes. That's what a lot of people don't understand. And it took me a while to understand it, too, because, you know, when I was younger, I was greedy. And I'm like, well, listening to a bunch of old people who I thought knew what the fuck they was talking about. Because I was working a lot of overtime. And they're like, man, you need to file exempt and blah, 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 blah. Man, I filed exempt. I think I filed exempt for like, and I forgot about it. I think I filed exempt for like 8 months of the year. And I went back and finally changed it. Dog, my motherfucking tax bill was like eight. I owed them like, I think I want to say like $7,000 or $8,000. I owed them that much.
Damn.
Cause I was hitting that overtime, because this was the time we had unlimited overtime. So I was hurting them. I was like, man, I was like doing like 100 hours a week.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have did exempt on that.
I mean, listening to people who you think know better or whatever, stuff like that. And I'm just like, you know what, man? I'm just going to file. I'm just going to zero out my exemptions. And I'm going to just, you know, it's going to be kind of like rough or whatever, because it's like, damn, I'm working. And plus, you know, I'm salary now, so it don't even fucking matter. But, you know, you just zero out your stuff and it's just like, dog, you'll get all that back come tax time.
Yeah, hopefully y'all listening, y'all paying attention.
Hit up your tax person. Well, obviously have a good tax person. Don't have a tax person who gonna be doing all outlandish shit on your taxes. And you should be okay. But again, I say this just like I said, I think I said it last week too. Yeah, I do know the government ain't giving out shit free. Y'all gonna pay for that. So while y'all happy about getting this virus check and everything, this virus relief and all that, the government ain't into giving out shit. Like, have you watched the news? Have you watched like the financial news? The U.S. still has like a $1 trillion deficit. These motherfuckers ain't got no money.
We just ain't getting no taxes back next year.
Oh, a lot of people ain't gonna get taxes back, and they gonna be mad as shit. Or another thing people ain't really thought about, B, they gonna go on ahead and get this check, and then that check, for a lot of people, is probably gonna push them to the next tax bracket.
That's gonna suck.
That's gonna suck for a lot of people. So that $1,200 or whatever that you couldn't wait to get your hands on, $1,200+ that you couldn't wait to get your hands on, which I ain't shunning people, because I know people who probably actually really need it. Especially these people who have lost their jobs and been laid off, with a lot of these service industries going to like curbside and takeout only, because they can't support them big staffs no more, because we don't need a big staff because people ain't coming up in here. So we really could just have 5 people running this motherfucker.
Right. It really just the manager and the cook.
Yeah. And that's like sad, dude. Cause I saw somebody over in one of the bars in St. Charles. They got interviewed after they got told that they was being let go. Like, I think they said they had a staff of 15. Now it's only 2 people working there. Like you said, the cook and the owner. And, dude, you just think about all these businesses that ain't gonna survive too, man. Because that same bar, I forget the name of, but they was like, yeah, on most days we probably make probably like $1,200-$1,500, and then she was like, yesterday we made $113.
Damn, I'm just glad Schnucks and them decided to keep hiring. I forget who else it is. So
I saw an email from Target too. Target hiring too.
And they increased their pay.
Yeah, Walmart, Sam's. It's a lot of people who are hiring.
So I'm like, good, because I was like, I don't know about crime increasing the whatnot.
I know Dick's Sporting Goods and then a couple of these other places that sell like guns and ammo, they have put like a limit also on how much ammo you could buy.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
hopefully these people can get government assistance real easily while this stuff is going on, till they get their jobs back.
Dude, you would think, but it was another study I saw that said, and worldwide in the U.S., 800,000 people got fired, laid off, or furloughed in just last week alone.
Yeah, saw that in the news yesterday.
And then it was 2 million people in the U.S. who filed for unemployment last week. Like, some of them preemptively filed because they just already just see the writing on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, I mean, and this is kind of funny, but it ain't. But it is kind of funny. But what? Why my dumb ass started thinking about what these shrimpers gonna do?
Hey.
Because you know the strip club shut down, dog.
They probably going to hit the OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they going to have to start up on OnlyFans. They going to start up on OnlyFans.
Stripping.
They going to have to start doing house shows. They going to be stripping up in their mask.
Shit, they probably gave them the information, like FaceTime, Snapchat info. That's what we going to be doing. Hey, if they make their money from that, they might not ever return to the strip club.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, and riding through like my neighborhood and stuff in my surrounding area Thursday night and just seeing like the way, like, you know, it was all these businesses around here that were like popping and stuff like that. And then you seeing all these empty lots and stuff like that and places that are just like, you know, the lights are off and all that. Yeah. It just makes you think like, dog, like, once this shit is over with, even if by like early April it's over with, like some people are predicting, like our neighborhood's gonna look a whole lot different. Cause a lot of these places was not made to have to close for even a week, let alone 2 weeks. And even though they technically are open, they mom and pop shops. I mean, they depend on people coming in, having a few drinks and eating their food or whatever. And then, you know, everybody who comes in spends like about like $50, $60, maybe $100 or whatever because they just hanging out.
Shoot, I think what's going to happen is, I mean, these checks probably ain't going to come when everything open back up.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are going to be like, I'm going to go party. They're going to hit these places right back up and they might be back to normal somewhat and get back on their feet. But
yeah. And this may be like an opportunist kind of like thing in me or whatever, but I couldn't help but think like, dog, like these places, like these clothing stores and stuff. I'm like, dog, when they open back up, they about to have like some good sales. Like I'm about to go clean the fuck up. And then if they stay closed longer, they're going to have like better sales online because they losing all their brick and mortar, which I know brick and mortar ain't really popping like it used to, but they still got to pay the rent to keep these places open until, you know, further notice.
Yeah, especially these mall stores. They really finna think about strip malls.
Yeah, this really might be the end of like the malls, even though I know here we don't have that many. We got like, well, like the West County Mall.
West County and Galleria, the only one that's popping.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess you could say the outlet malls, but ain't nobody ever at either one of them motherfuckers.
Man, I don't know. Maybe it's just our people to be going to that Chesterfield one. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers don't know how to shop, man. I'll be grouped up in one spot like people need to get to and look. Like, move.
And you know what? That's another thing making me mad when I see a bunch of black people out shop, especially black women. So go ahead and get mad. Why the hell do y'all be talking on y'all phone on speaker?
FaceTime, man. What the fuck?
Dog, but it didn't. Here go the thing. I see motherfuckers be having earbuds in their ears, but they still talking on speaker. And I'm like, you look stupid.
Motherfuckers didn't die because they didn't talking the whole time. I forgot to charge them.
Or they done lost the damn charging case.
Like, ooh, girl, what you think about this? Look at it. They going shopping with their friend. Look.
Dog.
Shopping with their friends, FaceTiming, man.
I hate when people be talking on speakerphone in public, dog. If you don't take that shit somewhere else away from me, I don't want to hear your whole conversation.
You be ready to drop kick that phone out the end.
Nigga slap that motherfucker clean about they fucking hand, but the screen already broke, so it ain't gonna do no good.
Right, why they talking on speaker, because that shit scratching up their ears.
But for real, dude, I'm like, dog, you know, not everybody wants to hear your conversation. And I remember at some motherfuckers about to get mad at me, but I was at Total Wine a few weeks ago, and these motherfuckers, it was a group of chicks up in there. First of all, they was talking hella loud to each other, acting like they ain't never been no damn word. And they like, oh, they got this. Oh, they got that. Running back and forth to different aisles. Oh, I went over this aisle. They got this and that.
Sound like you kid in Toys R Us.
Right. Like, bitch, you ain't never went nowhere before. But then one of them was talking on the damn phone. And of course, she was on speaker and shit like that. So, you know what my ass did? Hey, hater of the year.
Mm-mm.
I went to the manager.
You Karen? You pulled a Karen?
Nigga, I went to the manager. I said, hey, they ruining my shopping experience. And she went over to them and was like, excuse me, y'all, could y'all like take y'all phones off speaker? And the girl wasn't even on FaceTime. She was just making a regular phone call. Cause I walked past and saw, cause I kept walking past looking mad. And it was kind of like one of the moments where you always talk about, yep, the chick got mad and was talking about, I can have my phone on speaker as loud as I want to. And the manager was like, really? You can't. Not in our store. So it led to a quick back and forth or whatever and stuff like that. And they was like, fine, we just going to get our shit and go since y'all don't. We just go check out and get our shit and go since apparently y'all don't appreciate our money, which is also stupid because if you feel like you don't appreciate your money, why the fuck are you still going to buy something? And all they bought was just one little funky ass bottle of Moscato that was like $6. So it wasn't even like they was spending big money.
Speaking of that, I need to go and see if the liquor store is still open. The Walmart or liquor stores, because they got a bottle of Moscato, tropical fruit Moscato. That shit good.
The Walmart of liquor stores. What?
It's called that? Friar Tuck's, dog. It's called Friar Tuck's.
Oh, that's that place out by you was talking about.
Yeah. He's got all kind of liquor in that mug. It's what Walmart used to look like before they expanded to the grocery store.
Okay. Yeah, I be fucking with that Total Wine because they got a reward system. Any place that got a reward system, I usually fuck with. That's why I shop with Schnucks so much.
I didn't even know Schnucks had one.
Yes, nigga. I got like $40 at Schnucks Bucks.
They don't ever talk it up, though. If they don't say nothing, I'll never know.
Yeah. Like, I be trying to say it. I try to say that shit for when the holidays come or if tough times come. And I'm like, yep, I already got this money right here in the tuck. Let me use it.
Right. That's why I'll be doing at Best Buy. I'll be hoarding all them damn points.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I guess it's time.
Dude, and that's another thing people ain't really talking about, though. Can you imagine how Christmas gonna look if this shit's still around? Because there's a good chance it could still be around.
Yeah, some people say they ain't gonna take the vaccine if they come out.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? See,
I guess they're afraid of how it's gonna make them feel. The side effects. But
I would think it'll be just like the flu vaccine, where you're gonna probably feel shitty for like that first day after you take it, but then you're gonna be right back to normal after you just go to sleep.
I'm like, the way this shit was hitting, and especially y'all with asthma, y'all might want to look into it.
Yes, yeah. That's one thing you really need to be worried about, people with asthma. Damn, man.
Could be in your 20s, but apparently if you didn't have bronchitis too, that might play a factor.
Yeah.
In your survival.
Yeah, man, this shit crazy, man. It's, man.
I guess I'll do the vaccine. I don't want to, but man,
Nigga, UFC done canceled they shit. Well, they still talking
Did
about they
they?
gonna have that April 18th thing, but I think the other stuff leading up to that they canceled.
Oh, yeah, I want to see the Tyron Woodley versus what's his name? Kobe
Kobe
Covington.
Cup. Oh, they actually gonna fight on the 18th?
He called Tyron out. He was like, "I'm gonna make America great again and knock this fool out."
He still talking that shit after he got his ass
Yeah,
handed to him.
he sent Tyron the tweet, but you know he ain't on social media, so it got back to him. He was like, "Yeah, I fight." Yeah, he had changed, man. He ain't talking no shit, nothing. He just been training in isolation, dog. I don't know. I guess losing to Usman or whoever he lost to was a wake up call.
Man, but you nah, Colby Covington still been talking shit, because he's still been talking shit to 50 Cent. He was trying to get 50 Cent to fight him.
No, I'm talking about Tyron because
Oh, okay.
he was out here in the media for a while. He had a rap song and everything. I don't know what they
Yeah,
do with him.
that I beat your ass.
Yeah, I think he got a mentor and he was like, "Look, man, you need to chill out with all this." And he was on I think it was Joe. It wasn't Joe Rogan. He was on something. He was talking about he almost broke, man, because he never had money before. He was just spending it. So no, I think he might be a beast coming out in isolation
Yeah.
and stuff. And him and Kobe used to train together at American Top Team. But I guess everybody got jealous when he switched to Rick Rubin.
Who, Tyron?
Yeah, I'm not Rick Rubin, I'm tripping. Rufus.
Hey, I wasn't even gonna correct you because I'm like, damn, Rick Rubin managing this nigga now? All right.
I'm tripping.
It's crazy, man. It's, dude, I don't fuck with no motherfucking Colby Covington, dog. Cause that motherfucker, number one, he a sore loser. Because when cause who was that put the beats on him? Wasn't that Usman who put the beats on him?
Yeah.
And man, he talked all that shit up leading up until the fight with Usman, which was racist as hell, and everybody know it was racist. And then Usman broke that motherfucker jaw, and Colby didn't even want to do like the post game, not the post match interview like everybody else do. Which granted, I know he had a broken jaw, but that motherfucker could have still talked.
Right, he just be running his mouth. I want to see Usman fight. What's his name? I can never pronounce his name. Matt Masterfield or whatever.
Yeah. I think he was actually close on his name.
Can't remember. That dude been in the UFC for a long time. He just now started getting big.
Yeah, man. I don't like and it ain't got nothing to do with Usman being, I mean, with Kobe being a Trump supporter. It's just like, dog, you can't be talking all this shit, and then when you take a L, you don't want to talk. You want to go into hiding. Like,
And
no.
then
You need to still be out here talking that shit to you.
come out talking again. Yeah, we leave. I'll be talking again. But he tripping though. He dope. I mean, Tyron probably gonna do the same thing to him. He got hands too. He just don't be using, he ain't got much of a reach. That's his problem.
Yeah. Tyron don't really let his hands go like he should or whatever. That and with him not doing that, people be forgetting, like you said, that he got hands and he got some registered weapons on him too. Because soon as you think about Tyron, you think about like the wrestling and the ground and pound game, and like the defensive game or whatever. But it was working for him all these years, so why the fuck would he change it?
Right, and they do a swarm and die. That Robbie Lawler was gonna take him out. He knocked this dude out cold. I'm like, that's some power, dog. That's that wrestling.
Motherfuckers underestimate wrestlers, dog. And that motherfucker wrestling had you being turned you into a motherfucking monster.
Right, because you got to think how you on the ground picking these dudes up, and you got to control them and hold and be explosive and stuff like that. Man, that dude explosive. And he throwing that shit into his punches. Like, he hit you at that right. That was it.
Yep. Wrestling, like you literally be fighting for your life. You feel like you literally are fighting for your life on that ground. Like even when I did wrestling like in high school or whatever, granted I was never on like the level of like dudes like this or whatever, but you literally do it's like something to kick in on you, like, you know, instinctually, like that primal instinct kick in on you, and you literally feel like it's fight or flight, knowing that, I mean, granted, you know that these motherfuckers ain't gonna kill you, but you feel like, I gotta get this motherfucker up off me, or I can't let this motherfucker take me down. I gotta do everything in my power to keep this motherfucker from taking me down.
Right, I feel like y'all wrestling coach wasn't a real wrestling coach.
Man, fuck him. Hey, don't give me
look.
Nigga.
Yep, because I was gonna join, but then I forget that one dude's name. I was like, so these cats running stairs, and nobody lifting,
right?
He ain't really showing no moves, man. Fuck this team,
dude. And the man, whose man is this?
Yeah, I'm sitting here like, is he? What is he? Oh man.
But the thing about it was that every time we did try to lift, this motherfucker would get mad at us. And then what would he do? Even if it was after practice. Practice been dismissed. And this group of us would go over to like the weightlifting room, because you know, the weightlifting room was right next to the wrestling area.
Yeah, man.
We would go, dude, we would go up over there and try to lift weights afterwards. And it didn't matter what class you were. We were going to try to lift weights afterwards. If that motherfucker found out, he'd be the next time we had practice. We gonna do 10 rounds of stairs since some of y'all disobeyed me and went to go lift weights.
Like, why y'all? I was like, why are these motherfuckers running stairs so much?
I understand part of it because he was trying to build up like the cardio or whatever, but we ran stairs way too much. And then when it came time for us to have the matches, we was fucking gassed.
Especially, I remember his name, Joe.
Oh yeah,
weird looking dude. He was like, I can't eat. I gotta make this weight. I'm like, motherfucker. I mean, like, now that I know how the body works now,
right?
I'm just thinking back, like,
that shit was fucking dangerous.
Like, we was all teenagers. Shouldn't nobody be dropping weight like that? It should be people in y'all weight classes.
Dude,
like, look at Brock Lesnar. Look at him.
He always
had somebody in his weight class.
He would literally tell us not to eat. He would tell us not to drink any water. But then he would go back and tell us, y'all need to be taking creatine. And I'm like, wait a minute. Right. That was right.
Hey, we teenagers, our body already naturally produced that stuff. Whatever your body gonna do, then it should be doing. Yeah, it should be working.
That's why I tell my son, I'm like, man, you ain't taking no supplements. You ain't taking no supplements until if I got anything to do with it, you ain't taking no supplements until you at least 18. And even then, it's still kind of like, I don't know what I'm like. Well, taking no supplements, like, you know, like your creatines and stuff like that or whatever. It's like, cause you don't need this shit or whatever. Like, you could probably take, like, you could take D3. And calcium, because those are one things that most people's bodies is lacking in. But y'all need to take all this other shit or whatever, because your body is still producing all this. And if you start taking it too early, it's going to curb your natural production.
And he wasn't teaching y'all none of that.
He wasn't teaching us none of that shit, dude. And then a couple people got fucked up or whatever, because, you know, like with creatine, you got to fucking drink water with creatine. And he telling people don't drink water because you holding water weight. And motherfuckers was getting fucked up. Like, man, it was people who were teenagers getting fucking kidney stones from that shit.
Right, because you know what you're doing. Because y'all eating fish. Oh, my God. See, yeah. That's why I looked back at it. I was like, man, I can't say his name on here. But Jimmy.
That's why I fucking quit.
He got the same name as Jimmy, the guitar player from Woodstock. But look.
Future.
Yeah. He looked like one of the Backstreet Boys back then. I see, you know, he buried one of the high schools, dude.
That don't surprise me. Fucking creep.
I saw my wife's page. She told me. I was like, oh.
But yeah. Man, it's just crazy, dude. Like, okay, like right now, like in like my little recording office and everything, I got some supplements in here. I just reached over and grabbed this fish oil that I be taking. It say right on her, not intended for use by persons under the age of 18. And these supplement companies tell y'all, if you are under 18, don't use this shit because your body should be kicking it up already. Unless a doctor specifically tells you that you need to supplement with this, you know, leave it alone.
Right. He probably going to give you a dosage amount.
Exactly. But a lot of people don't be following the dosage amounts and everything. They don't read the instructions. Like the vitamin D3 I take, that shit is like high dose. That shit is 10,000 IUs. You only really need at a max 5 IUs a day. So what do? I take it every other day. Mm-hmm. But I see stupid motherfuckers in the Amazon comments or whatever talking about some, this is great, I'll take this every day. And I'm like, yo ass is going to have really high vitamin D levels, and people don't understand. You having high vitamin levels will fuck you up too, just as much as having deficient ones.
Don't get me started on Amazon comments. Look, I jump to the negative comments first.
Right, me too.
And why these motherfuckers giving a product 1 star because it came broken or it spilled in the box? That's a majority of most of the negative comments. Oh, this shit came broken. It was open in a box. Yeah. Oh, this and that. I'm like, now I got to go back to the 5-star comments.
Yep.
Because these people ain't got, like, don't review it from that, man. Take it back and then come back and review it. Or you just say it came broken at first, but this is really good product. Right. Or whatnot. I can't do nothing with, oh, this came. I just expect it. I'm like, oh, I can return this to Kohl's then and shit and get another one. I don't know. Is that bad service? You giving the actual product? I'll give Amazon. I rated the shipment.
Right.
Bad, but I ain't rate the actual product.
Right. You can, right. My review is based on just the product alone.
I'm like, these dudes that be reviewing digital video games and then they brought it over to Amazon. I'm like, it's not the same. I get the game still ain't working for you or whatnot, but the product being broken or smashed up, that's probably between UPS and Amazon.
Exactly. Shipping. Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with the person who with the maker of the video game.
Just like, I be buying like all kind of stuff. Like, you know, you get your hair grease from there and they be like, man, it was open in the box. It's bad.
Right.
Oh, man, that's not why I came to the comment section. Now I got to read the 5-star, see why they like this shit and see pictures. I almost bought some coats off Amazon, but I see they only make coats for motherfuckers. It's like 5'5" and like 20 pounds.
The motherfuckers from China.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, where the XLT coats at? That's what I just be looking for.
Man, I did find some nice dress pants on Amazon too, and they was like that stretchy material too. But they was Van Heusen. But I was surprised Amazon had them, because you know Amazon, it'd be hard to find some big and tall shit. And if it says big and tall, you really got to look into it, because sometimes they just label that shit big and tall, and then you start looking at the measurements and you like, wait a minute.
Haggar makes some stretchy pants too.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
I think they call them photographer pants or whatever, but I love like them stretchy dress pants, dog, because you need some bend and shit in them.
Right, they stretch in the upper, so they like 10-20% spandex.
Mm-hmm.
I told this to one girl at work. She was like, oh, so you wearing spandex? Shut your ass up.
Right.
So I said the material inside the pants.
You know how that go. That's all they heard was spandex.
Because I'm like, look, I ain't trying to walk like OJ. I said, I ain't trying to be up here walking like OJ Simpson did when he walked up to the stand. I need these motherfuckers to stretch so I can walk normal.
That nigga was looking uncomfortable.
Right, yeah, that strut. I'm like, I ain't trying to walk like that. Pants didn't fit. Man, ain't no motherfucking form in it. How you feel about all this shit coming to digital?
I think it's great, dog.
Hold up, though. Hold up. And they tripping though. 1999 to rent the movies.
Get the fuck out of here for rent. I ain't looking at the prices. Are you serious?
Dog, I went on my Xbox and went to Digital Movies, you know, the Invisible Man on there. To rent only $19.99.
Hold the fuck up. Let me go search for some shit. Hold on, dog.
$19.99.
And that was one of the movies I wanted to go see because I didn't get to check it at the movie theater.
I get what they doing. It costs, what, like $15 to go see the movie?
Nigga.
We at home. It's kind of digital. I mean, I understand like $8 maybe, but $19? Yeah. That's my movie now.
Right, nigga, right. Not for I ain't paying no $19 to rent shit. That's yeah, mine.
Rent. Is it an option to buy for $19?
Damn, I'm they got if I can keep it. They got an Invisible Man. They got another one on her on Amazon Prime that's free. That was done in 2018. I don't know how well it got 2 stars, but
I heard this other one was good. I kind of wanted to see. I was like, oh shit, yeah. And a lot of these movies, like I don't know, man. This might put the theaters out of business though, but ain't nobody paying no $19.99.
These theaters are gonna go out of business. I heard motherfuckers talking stupid shit about like, oh my God, somebody need to save the gaming industry and all these damn casinos because they're going to lose so much money. But I'm like, fuck them damn casinos. What about the people who work there who already probably wasn't making a living wage anyway?
Right.
Like, instead of us trying to bail out all these damn industries, maybe we should start looking at bailing out the damn workers, the displaced workers from those industries first. Because these industries... Man, a casino will make all its money back within a week once they open, or maybe less than a week. Do you know how much motherfuckers love gambling?
Old people, man, that's a haven, so they'll be back.
Man, them motherfuckers are some bullshit, dog.
Shit. I think Disney Plus, I think some more movies coming to them. They need something because they dying.
They ain't got no movies on there, man. As I got done watching all the episodes that they had on there, which I still think they got every episode of the Spider-Man cartoon from the 90s. Cause it seemed like it was missing some shit.
Did it end with Stan Lee?
I don't think so.
Cause that was the season finale of that. Secret Wars is over with.
Yeah, I don't think so, but at the same time, I will go on ahead and say, going back and watching that original Spider-Man, well, not the original Spider-Man, because it wasn't original, but the Spider-Man from our childhood.
Yeah.
Dude, they shoved so much shit into that damn show.
And then, yeah, man, some of it didn't make sense, like the Blade and Morbius one. Episodes, dude, and then right. His mom and shit like that.
All them motherfucking characters, and then the Secret War shit where they put Captain America in there and Storm and the Fantastic Four, and they had Red Skull and Doom, and I was like, damn, I forgot how much shit they shoehorned into this show. Like, everybody was popping up on her.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was kind of, and like you said, with Blade or whatever, something like that, because that was the first time I ever remember seeing Blade.
Box.
Nigga had that motherfucker boxing that raspy ass voice, sounded like Jada Kiss and shit.
Right. Hey, like speaking of Disney Plus though, man, like Disney hyped every motherfucking body up to sign up, and then Netflix hit them with a secret weapon.
What's that?
They said, you know, Netflix had 120 something shows when Disney dropped. Mm-hmm. Originals. I'm like, damn. Yeah. And then Disney talking about, oh, we ain't, this stuff wasn't even production yet. We was just talking about it.
Dude, I thought that Disney really did themselves a disservice by like not having more Marvel shows ready to go.
I thought they was like Mandalorian held people up, and then that ended and it was just crickets.
It's just like what the hell is next? Like,
y'all have shows on there,
dude. Because I ain't gonna front, dog. I'm ready for that motherfucking Captain America and Winter Soldier or Falcon and Winter Soldier show.
Yeah, because Secret Agent gonna be on there too.
Yeah, U.S. Agent.
I thought it was Secret Agent. I guess it is USA.
I don't want nobody to email in and fuck with
me.
But yeah, I'm ready for that show. Like, I'm legit excited for that show. WandaVision, Hawkeye. Is Hawkeye even still going to happen?
Is Jeremy Raymer? They was Rayner coming in for it? Because they was thinking about using the girl instead.
I was going to say, yeah, because didn't he get in some kind of trouble or something?
He came out and said he didn't do it. Stay out of that man's personal life, man, y'all. Yeah, because I feel like the media's made up some stuff. What he was saying, I don't know, because what nobody there but him and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it'd be hard for the media to stay out of some shit, though.
Goofy asses, man. I don't, the media, I think this should help what they've been trying to push all along, is go digital.
Hey, man, speaking of the media, dog, did you see that motherfucking press conference Trump ass did? The reporter was asking him about, like, you know, like the fear and everything and stuff like that or whatever, and how they combating it. And Trump ass said, well, I think that you're a bad reporter. How about that? he just started going off on this dude. I was like, damn.
He was just saying, so I can't watch his interviews.
That motherfucker don't know what the fuck he talking about. And then I believe in God just like the next person, but Mike Pence need to go the fuck head with that, because he did a motherfucking press conference. He like, people need to be praying now more than ever. Nigga, we need for y'all to go on ahead and do something. We need for this is a time where you need your leaders to step up and do what the fuck they was put in office for, which is to lead and to protect us.
Look,
I'm sick of it, dog.
Dude. I don't know. And shit, ain't nothing more we can say about it, because people gonna defend him and he gonna keep blaming China.
Dog, especially they especially gonna defend him with this damn money coming, because if there is one way to get niggas on your side, give them some fucking money.
Like, oh, he did this.
But at the same time, though, a lot of these motherfuckers don't know that you had to have filed taxes you had to have filed 2018 taxes. And a lot of these hood niggas who ain't gonna vote any fucking way, so I wish they would quit shutting up. I wish they would stop talking about politics. These motherfuckers ain't gonna get no damn, because they ain't had jobs. They ain't had jobs or whatever, and the only bit, I mean, the people who are on welfare, shit like that, obviously they gonna get something back too, because they gonna file their welfare stuff on taxes.
Crazy.
But then, you know, because and here's another reason why I say that money that they supposed to send out is some bullshit, because they said anybody who made over $99,000 would not get back anything. And I'm like, dog, when the fuck have they ever looked out for the little guy over the fucking big wig?
Damn.
So that right there also lets me know, like, oh yeah, they about to fuck y'all come tax time next year.
Over 90,000.
Because anybody who made over $99,000 ain't gonna get nothing. Them Trump people, he has been telling them since he got in office, like, oh, I'm gonna make y'all so much money. All these damn tax cuts he didn't put in place have been for people like that. So they gonna get their money back some way.
Right.
Yeah, it's just bullshit, man. But
why 99,000? Why not 100,000?
Oh no, that do seem like a abstract number.
That don't make any sense. Like, dang, is somebody really out there making 99?
I'm sure they
like
are.
That, like, just flat out 99,000. That's crazy. I can see 98, but 99. I'll be like, man, can I get another? Can we push this to 100,000, motherfucker?
But see, times like this, though, you'd be glad that you didn't.
Right.
Because now you ain't going to get nothing back. But at the same time, like I said, whatever. They not about to be fucking over these these rich people. They're not about to fuck over rich people. They gonna find some way. It's gonna be something in y'all taxes next year where you about to get fucked over doubly. Like I said, that shit either gonna push you to a different tax bracket. And speaking as somebody who over the past few years has been progressively getting pushed to different tax brackets, that shit ain't fun.
Cause you mess your calculations all up.
That shit is not fun. You be like, damn, dog, like, you be happy when you get, like, promotions and get, like, you know, like, that, you know, that 15, 20% pay increase and stuff like that when you switch jobs and all that. Mm-hmm. But then, like you said, you start doing them numbers and you be like, fuck, I'm about to have to pay more taxes.
Turn your ass into a Republican.
Nigga. Hey, man. Hey, man. Nigga, I'd have had to have that battle with myself for a minute.
Because if you think about it, it's not even just you by yourself no more. Like, once you get married, so you making, yeah, y'all making a combined. So that pushing y'all up to the tax bracket, no matter what. Even if you both of y'all make it $50,000.
Yep.
That's still pushing you to another tax bracket because y'all filing together. That's the problem.
Yep. I'm like, nigga, ain't no motherfucker, ain't no way.
You went from probably making $4,000 a month still too, because now you got paid. You trying to push this money into taxes and pay more into your taxes.
Yep. But.
Boy, this shit hit hard.
I hate it, dog. I hate it, man. Oh, man. But, shit. All right, well, ain't nothing else going on but coronavirus, so let me get my throwback of the week out. My throwback of the week come from that. What'd you say?
Said The Weeknd came out with a new CD.
Yeah, I say got to listen to that, dog. I'm excited.
It sounds kind of 80-ish.
Yeah.
The beats. Okay. It's different. You don't ever come with the same stuff, so I gotta ride with this
one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my throwback of the week comes from Dallas, stand up, or as I like to call y'all, South Oklahoma, stand up. It comes from B Hamp, due to Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yeah, that shit was that nigga was doing that dance in that wheelchair.
You know what song was tough? It's still going hard right now.
What's that?
And I guess they one hit wonders from that song. What is it? Swag and Surfing.
Nigga, that Swag Surf still get played.
And I'm like, man, I hope they get residuals. I hope they bought the master from that song. So.
Man, who knows or whatever, because a lot of these dudes be getting fucked over.
Yo, Gotti said he bought a master, so a lot of his stuff. I'm like, what kind of hits did you have? I'm sorry, you just came out with two albums, but yeah, good for you.
Oh, he has only came out with about two albums. Well, he got a lot of mixtapes.
He should have owned those mixtapes.
Man, but it's kind of like hard because like when you first starting in the industry, you be thinking that fast money better than that long money, because you just like, look, let me go ahead. I don't know how this music shit gonna work out. If you say you're gonna give me 50 grand right now to buy all my masters from me, let me go ahead and take it. And then you see people like who end up having longevity in the industry, then they be trying to go back and buy their masters back. Like, that's the same thing that's been going on like with Mace and Puff. Because Mace, well, it's deeper than just the masters thing too, but Mace, like, I'm trying to buy my masters back, and Puff, like, you ain't buying your masters back for the same price that I sold them to you for. Like, you want to give me some more money than what I gave you, like, inflation and everything, which I see that. I see what he getting at, because this business.
How Puff still making money, though? He ain't had no orders or nothing. I guess it's a rock.
Off of people masters. Because I think he still owns all of, I don't know if he owns all of Big's publishing and his masters, but he owns like the lion's share of it. Because that's why like Big's key, it's like, don't fuck with Puff. Because they like, dude, like you can't give us like a cut of his royalties.
He didn't even make a will because he didn't know he was going like that.
Yeah. That's nobody know. That's why you should make that shit early. You should make that shit as soon as you start getting in the money. I know Puff owns like Craig Mack shit, RIP Craig Mack, Black Rob stuff or whatever. Like anything that came out through Bad Boy during that time, whatever, Puff owned majority of it. Like that's why like the locks was gonna fuck that dude up. Like was it Styles P was like, I'm gonna throw this motherfucker off a goddamn balcony, and then Jadakiss picked up a damn chair and threw it at him.
I'ma throw this motherfucker out the
That nigga Sheik said, if I catch this motherfucker walking down the street, I'm gonna throw a refrigerator on him.
Dang.
They hated that nigga. But guess what though? All them threats worked because the locks ended up getting all they masters.
Cause P. Diddy know who really gonna mess him up and who ain't.
Yeah, nigga.
You streets. And he was with the Rough Riders, so.
Right.
Mm.
So, yeah, man. Music industry. What can you say? Yeah. You got a throwback for the week?
I ain't got no throwback, but it's something current. I mean, y'all need to watch Hunters.
I still gotta watch.
Man, that shit violent as fuck. And it's good. It kind of is gonna make, if you like me, it's gonna make you question some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, I think it's some of his true events, some of it, not all of it. But the ending, yeah, you gonna, mm-hmm. it's gonna raise some alarms. Like, hold up, motherfucker. hey, don't sleep on Jordan Peele, man.
Yeah,
he made some great A content to me. I know that Twilight Zone was kind of iffy, but some of y'all like that weird shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. This motherfucker talking about some. Hey, these chicks y'all been looking over all these years got y'all, they payback on y'all now. They like, they posted pictures of their food. Talk about, yeah, Corona got y'all motherfuckers wishing y'all would have wiped a bitch up.
Over with. They've been single for that long.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Is it the dudes missing out or is something wrong with them? And word got out.
Nigga, if you're going to be quarantined or whatever, like, shit, you do want a motherfucker. You probably either want to be with a motherfucker who can cook or a motherfucker who, or you need to know how to cook yourself. And preferably you with somebody who you actually like or at least can tolerate enough.
Right. Nah. I know my wife hate when I try to make spaghetti because, you know, I try to make the sauce from scratch. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm bored. Let me make my sauce. I like it.
Let me do me.
Yeah, I just want to make the sauce because I know how to do it. I want to keep it in my head.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, shit just, man. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and another thing. All y'all motherfuckers who swerved that y'all sister, baby daddy, cousin twice removed, know somebody in the Pentagon or works in the Pentagon, y'all gotta fucking stop, dog. Y'all gotta fucking stop.
Where they getting the info from?
Yeah, nigga, because that's all these niggas been posting, talking about some, yeah, because I know somebody work in the Pentagon. No, all y'all motherfuckers do not know somebody who work in the Pentagon.
Hey, if y'all see military trucks driving down the street, please don't freak out.
Well, they already said if these motherfuckers watch the damn news and if they really had contacts in the Pentagon, them motherfuckers done already said that, like, they're going to deploy the National Guard.
They said, I thought they was fixing up abandoned buildings and stuff for more room for hospitals.
In California, a lot of the homeless people in California have basically just went and just started taking over vacant buildings or, you know, abandoned homes.
Yeah, I mean, them the ones y'all need to really watch out for is the homeless, because I don't know. Yeah, I probably need to help them motherfuckers out.
Mm-hmm.
Before they get sick and spread it everywhere.
Yeah.
Because they out here in the streets, so y'all probably need to watch out and help them out. The National Guard people need to, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eradicate them motherfuckers, man. They ain't do nothing to nobody. They just...
Man, I know what. y'all can keep on going. Also, y'all can keep on going to Walmart all y'all want to. I'm going to Fresh Thyme, dog.
Man, people getting hip to Fresh Thyme. They but took you know all what, the burger meat. I'm like, what the fuck y'all doing with this shit?
But you know what, though? I trust Fresh Thyme enough to limit people, though.
And they just ain't getting restocked over here. I don't know what's going on, man.
Yeah, it's man. I trust Fresh Thyme a whole lot to limit people other than I do Walmart.
You know what people ain't buying though? The fajita chicken and the other chicken they didn't season. I'm like, why ain't y'all buying this shit? Y'all tripping. You know what you can do with this?
Man. No, tripping.
I'm gonna cook this up. You go ahead and make it a little fajita. Fuck a Taco Tuesday.
They don't know how to make fajitas.
Man, that's because they be overcooking the meat. Supposed to cook it in cast iron.
But so it's a countrywide. It's a country. Well, my gym just sent out some telling us that they finally closing. They said STL Barbell will close tomorrow at 5 p.m. due to countrywide stay-at-home order effective Monday.
Oh, shit.
So, let me go ahead and end this shit so I can go watch the news.
You said countrywide?
They said country. Hold on. You know
what? The grocery stores can't close.
I read. No, because grocery stores are still essential. I'm sorry.
Because they're hiring people.
I'm sorry, countywide. I'm sorry, I added an R now when I shouldn't. Countywide. So the county is gonna do a stay at home thing effective Monday. So I guess that means a lot. I guess that means some good news for a lot of people's jobs who wasn't letting them work from home.
Yeah, you see, ours added that COVID flex.
But see, that's the thing, though. I don't know. Can't nobody explain it to me, but it didn't seem to me when I read it like that covered salary employees, that flex time. Like, we could still use it, but we wasn't going to get, you know how they say at the end, like, hey, you can use it, but, you know, at the end of the year, if you have unused time, we'll just, you know, reimburse you for it.
I think with y'all, since y'all don't clock in and out, they can fix y'all time as if you were working. That makes sense. Yeah, so I mean, guess it really wouldn't matter in reality, you just put in 4 hours and y'all straight.
I mean, we working from home anyway or whatever, but it's just kind of like one of them things. I have no idea.
My productivity cool. We just gotta clear out the buckets. I don't know how these people are gonna be on the phones at home, man. That's a big ass distraction.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Hey, let me go ahead and end it because I gotta tell you some shit.
Oh yeah.
All right. Hey man, Uptown ENT boys, we appreciate y'all listening. Y'all stay safe out here in the streets. Do not go out if you ain't got to, or don't get out the car if you ain't got to. A lot of y'all need to disinfect y'all cars too. That motherfuckers is breeding grounds for germs.
Yeah, their Lysol in that bitch.
Right.
When you get out the car and you done driving, don't do that shit. You about to go
gonna be with the windows rolled up, they gonna be like, this nigga killed me.
Hey, don't tell her I told you. Just do it when you get out the car. Shit.
Right. Don't be sitting in the car spraying Lysol, even if you got the windows down or the door open. Get out the car and spray inside of it. And maybe still leave your goddamn doors open for like a couple minutes too.
Right.
Oh man. Stay safe out here, man. I know it's a scary time, whatever, kids being out of school, homeschool, a lot of people can't work from home. It's tough. It's tough, I know. But hey man, we're gonna get through this just like we get through everything or whatever. Hopefully it's over really fast. You just think about like it's been a long ass week for all of us. But hopefully, like I said, fingers crossed or whatever. Everybody keep on saying early April. Hopefully early April. They got like a control on it. I know the good thing is in China, they on like day three of no new cases of coronavirus. So apparently the stuff is working out there. the quarantine or whatever they doing is working out there or whatever. So yeah, man, just be careful, man. Check on your loved ones. If they need something, your parents need something, you got like elderly parents or something like that who are more susceptible to this. If they need something, man, I know it hurt. I know you probably don't want to do it. Take your ass to the store and go buy your parents some stuff, man. Just be like, hey, text me whatever you need. I'm going to go ahead and go to the store and bite the bullet. I'll get whatever you need and I'll bring it to you.
Right.
Grandparents, all that or whatever, man, just, you know what I'm saying, just keep your people, you know. And like B said, people who got asthma or people who normally have breathing issues or keep on getting it's like clockwork every year, they get some kind of respiratory infection. Them people are real susceptible right now. So just, man, check on your people, man. And this is a time where we need to actually practice what we preach and actually love on each other a whole lot more than what we claim we do.
Right. What a time to be alive.
There you go. Nigga, 2020 and kiss my ass, you funky bitch.
Right, man. Hey, every season ain't canceled. It's postponed. We taking over Leo season. We going to share it with them. I told somebody they hot right now when I said, I was like, yeah, we sharing, we kicking it with y'all. They like, nah, we ain't got no, we don't vibe together. I'm like, yes, we do. We gonna vibe together. Right. We sharing y'all, man. Y'all be kicking it like we be kicking it. So damn.
I'll take out man, dog.
They did. I said that in our group chat for work. I said, Aries, because this girl was like, my birthday canceled. I was like, no, it ain't. We Aries, man. We finna invade Leo season. We sharing it with them. It was going back and forth. This shit was funny. But that's what's going down.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. That's good. Y'all. Uptown ENT. Hit us up on the email, man. Like, we ain't quarantined on the emails. Hit us up on the emails. Right. UptownENTBoys@gmail.com. Y'all be good to each other. And we out.
All right, y'all.